It's that time again.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Whoa! Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's Champ.
The champ is here!
Finrock, Vince.
The champ
to
is
the
here!
Show. Oh, great to be back on. I'm feeling a bit under the weather, but I'm getting back.
The voice is back?
Voice is back, a bit croaky, but it's back.
I saw during your little mini vacation, your little playoff vacation there, that you had a little bit of run-in.
Running with the greatest of all time, is that what you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Me and my very good friend, Brenton Cunningham, we went to Knox Shopping Centre and got to meet the one and only Hulk Hogan. And it was probably one of the best days of my life.
That's pretty cool,
because,
man.
I'm 38 years old and I've been a fan since 1985 of Hulk Hogan. And all these books that he's ever written, he's tubs and tubs of wrestling magazines with him on the cover. all these DVDs, videos, all my figurines from 1980s.
Wowzers.
And he was kind enough to sign, I got a Thunderlips figurine from the Rocky movie.
Wow.
Still in the packaging. And he signed that for me and shook my hand and I was teared up a bit. And as soon as I walked up to him, he said, "Oh, how you going, big man?" And I just teared up and I just said, "Oh, it's just an honour to meet you." And I said, "I've been waiting 30 years. And he said, "You know, it's an honour to meet you." And he said, "Thanks." And probably had about 20 seconds with him. It was such a blur. And then I can't remember exactly everything I said, but I did say thanks for everything. And he took my hand and he said, "Yeah, get a picture." And as he's holding my hand, I'm smiling at the camera. He's like, he's got a decent grip. I was just sitting there going, "Shit, I'm holding my hero's hand here," and looked at the camera, and that was just fantastic. I can't describe it. The feeling I got was, it was amazing. I just want to meet him again. There's more I want to say to him.
That's so cool, man.
So I don't know if you can tell. I've looked at that photo a million times. Just makes me feel great. I can't believe I met him. So, yeah, it's not a wrestling podcast, but there you go. But, yeah, no, I highly recommend if you can meet your childhood hero, I recommend it. You'll be on – I'm still on cloud nine, man.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. Well, seeing as how we're a basketball podcast and all. Man, what – yeah, I did ask. What a first round, though. What a first round.
Dude, I'm in shock.
I'm still in shock of that Clippers Spurs game. Still in shock. Still can't believe it. But we're not here to talk about the first round. We're here to talk about the second round. And let's start in the Eastern Conference, Vince. Cleveland versus Chicago. Chicago, of course, taking the series lead today, 1-0. I've got a question for you. Is this Chicago's best chance to beat a LeBron-led team?
I'd have to say yes. I think last show, I can't remember who I picked. I think I picked the Bulls because I was pretty sure that Gasol and Noah and guys like Gibson would trouble the Cavs without Kevin Love in there helping out. And got me stuffed why he didn't play Tristan Thompson that much today. But to answer your question, yes, big time. Big time. Best chance.
I mean, I'm loving what I saw out of Derrick Rose today. It's that thing. Looked aggressive, but looked pretty patient with his shot as well. Like, I didn't think he rushed anything. He didn't seem too eager. He was just really... He looked really locked in and focused. And I think that's the first time I've really seen that sort of edge to him since he's come back.
Yeah, it's funny. Today at work, we were just keeping an eye on it. Because a mate of mine had $100 on the Bulls. And he said, "How do you think Rose is going to go?" And I said, about 20. And then I said to him, "You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about he probably feels good today. This was after the game. So he probably feels good today because he's had a few days off. But, you know, will he have a day off, play again? You know, the knee's going to get a bit sore. Is that going to affect him next game? That's what I'm worried about. Like, he looked good today, but the constant games with day or two break, it's, I don't know, I hope he can just continue on.
Of course, no Kevin Love now out for the year, possibly played his last in a Cleveland uniform. I'm just wondering if the excuses are going to start piling up for Cleveland. I mean, I'm actually not too worried. You touched on it just a second ago. I'm not actually too worried with Kevin Love being out because I've got a lot of faith in Tristan Thompson. I mean, yeah, you don't have the three-point threat that Kevin Love brings to the table, but, man, that kid can play. For me, this series is all about what Cleveland can get out of their bench. I mean, they dusted off James Jones today.
Scary.
And his shot looked a little dusty too, mind you. J.R. Smith obviously out two games with the suspension.
They miss him without Kevin Love. They miss him.
Classic brain fart.
Yeah, it's Jesus.
Kind of a quiet second half from LeBron.
But did he play the four?
At times, yeah.
I just don't get when the Bulls are so big, why you're not playing Thompson more.
Mm.
I mean, he might do double double.
Oh, definitely.
So play the man.
I like him. He's got a big wide base. Like, he's going to give guys like Gasol, even though Gasol's got a lot of length on him, he's a wide guy. He's going to chew up a lot of space.
Yeah, I just think you got to try and wear out Gasol at least, or make him work hard. You know, hit him.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. Hit him. I just feel like you've just got to try and match him, and they need a bit more from Mozgov. I'm not saying throw the ball in, but he's got to get double-figure rebounds.
I just feel like for Bulls to walk away with a win from this series, they've got to play through their bigs a lot more than they did in the Milwaukee series. That first round matchup really felt like, you know, Rose had something to prove, Butler had something to prove, but I feel like this series is really going to be told through the bigs. As good as D. Rose was today, you know, they've got to feed Gasol, they've got to get him going. You've got Joakim Noah, who's just, he's looking a lot better.
He was looking terrible against Milwaukee. I mean, he's still rebounding in that, but movement-wise, he looked terrible sometimes.
Yeah.
I just wonder how bad that knee is.
I mean, look, it's going to be a physical series.
Oh, massively. And the Bulls, mate, they would have gone in going, let's just get one of these games in Cleveland. It's not going to be easy. I think Cleveland will come out and get the next one. But
well, this is the thing, you know. Like, I feel like a little bit too...
Don't say it.
No, well, look, they've got the best player on the court. They're always a chance.
Yeah.
It's just what LeBron James we're going to see.
You're not tipping sweep, are you?
Chicago sweep?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's...
Someone did mention that today. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. Not against LeBron and the Cavs.
I don't see it. And with JR, you know, that's the thing. JR is the biggest brain fart going around. This show, he's had countless awards, but he can win you a game.
He could drop 20 and a quarter and just break a game open for you.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, this series has come, like, I'm not even looking at the point guard matchup between Rose and Irving. I just really feel like this game for Cleveland, at least, is going to come down to their bench, what production they can get out of them. And then for Chicago, I think the tale is, can they stay healthy? They stay healthy, they might be able to steamroll this thing.
I tell you what, if Mike Dunleavy keeps shooting like he did today, I mean, he's just a massive X factor.
How did he not get one game at least?
One game?
Yeah.
Oh, for his hit.
For his hit on Carter Williams. Come on now. Come on, NBA. Come on.
No, that's a fine's fair enough for that.
Yeah, all right.
A fine's all right. You and your punishments, you piss me off.
We have a Dougie McBucket sighting.
Oh, I don't think so, mate.
You don't think so? I saw him at the end of the last game in Milwaukee.
was he dressed or just in a suit?
Well, no, he got on the court.
Oh, did he?
You know what the problem is with McBuckets now?
What's that?
The problem is he's scared.
Scared to do what?
He's scared of Thibs. He's scared he's not going to get any minutes. He got straight on that court and turnover straight away. He's rushing everything because he's scared. He's playing scared. Thibs has got him playing scared, and it's just a damn shame.
Chips just needs to sit him down and say, it's all right, son.
But it's Tibbs' fault.
Well, Tibbs, yeah, but Tibbs can still fix it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Good coach would sit in there and say, listen, don't be afraid to make a mistake. I'm not going to yank you if you make a mistake. Just take your time, let the game come to you. If you're open shooter, you can bloody shoot.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm a bit disappointed. Look.
Take it easy. He's missed a lot of games.
Let's get some take predictions down. Who have you got walking away from this?
Look, I keep flip-flopping. And my nickname at work is flip-flop. So, I say Bulls in six. But tomorrow I could wake up and just go, you know what? I think LeBron's going to turn around and Cavs win it.
You stick with Bulls?
Gasol? I'm going to stick with Bulls.
Gasol getting you over the line?
Yeah, man. He was good today. It's Gasol. I like Butler. But I think the Bulls can handle him inside. I think the Bulls can really punish him. That's what's going to get him through. I still think LeBron's going to have a really good series. I was just missing Kevin Love hurts. I just think 4-2 Bulls.
Wow. I'm a little bit torn at this. I mean, impressive from Chicago today. Look, I didn't think Cleveland played a great game, and Bulls only end up winning it by, you know, under 10 points. So, tough.
It's a tough one.
I've actually got written down. I'm going to stick with what I've got written down. I've got Cleveland in six.
We've said it's gone to six. It's going to go to seven.
Yeah, right.
Seven games.
After our shocking first round predictions. Oh, wow. That got turned on its head pretty quick.
Bloody hell. Isn't it weird that the Spurs are out?
It's so odd. But look, it's that whole thing, you know. History repeats itself. They can't back it up. They can't back their title runs. They'll probably win it next year now I've said that, but...
Yeah, and how about
they just can't go back-to-back.
How about my little friend on Facebook, Darren, the Spurs peanut? He said, I said, enjoy your rebuild next year. And he goes, the rebuild is a new trophy case for a sixth championship. Man, how's that looking, son? Pretty good.
Well, let's move now to the second playoff series in the East, Atlanta versus Washington. Washington, sneak out the win.
Okay, here's my prediction.
Uh-oh.
When Tibbs gets the sack from the Bulls and Whitman gets the sack, I think the Bulls will get Whitman. You don't want that. No, what is going on in Washington? What are they on? What are they smoking?
I don't know.
What is Paul Pierce on? What is he smoking?
Paul Pierce, my goodness. Does he not look like the best signing ever?
No, he doesn't.
Well, his signing looks pretty good now, you know. All the jokes aside from the start of the year, you know, like, it was that whole thing. Everyone sort of said it tongue-in-cheek. Oh, you know, they signed that bet, that closer, that guy who can, you know, pull out the big shots. But I don't think anyone really believed it until that Toronto series. Well, not really believed it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
It was a little bit of a... Well, it was a little bit of a wash in Brooklyn. It was a big wash, let's face it. It was a car wash. But even still. Man, that guy just keeps on balling. He's got that old man game, and we've said it 100 times on the show, Vince. He's a professional scorer.
Very true. You know what reminds me of? A bit of Kevin Garnett in Boston against Miami.
Ooh.
In the playoffs. You know when he just had that one last good playoff run? That's what it reminds me of a bit with Paul Pierce. But they're just, like, Gortat's killing it.
Yeah, he was frustrated with Horford. He was frustrated.
Isn't he averaging like 26 for the playoffs?
The mismatch on Horford, man. It was...
Yeah, well, Horford's... Oh, mate, you know how much we love Horford on this show.
Yeah. The story of this game one, though, was Atlanta. They let their lead go. They lost that game. It's on them. My thing about this series, and especially after watching that first game, is though, Atlanta still have room for improvement. I just don't know if Washington does.
But they look like they're playing like poo. They're just not playing their best ball anymore.
Yeah, I still think there's plenty of time. I mean,
the Wiz just seem to have come good at the right time, and God knows how with the sampler coaching. This is bad news for them. This is bad. If they get past the Hawks, he's sticking around.
I mean, I don't know, man.
You can't sack him.
I don't know, man. Like, Hawks game one, they just didn't close it out. I mean, you can't shoot, what were they in the fourth? Like 5 for 28 in the fourth? I just don't see that happening again.
You still think Korver's better than Thompson?
Sorry? I'll take Korver.
What did I stutter?
I'll take Korver.
you're a flog. I really like
Korver. I like what he does.
Yeah, that's great. You can really like someone. Like, I really like Greg Kite, but I don't think he's better than Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, that's all right. It wasn't about whether he was better than him. What I was getting back to, we keep going back to that episode, is that Korver would be just as good in that system.
Bullshit.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. He would be just as good in that system.
It's absolute crap, but anyway, go on.
Whatever.
This is not the Korver and Tolson show.
I'm not going to buy it anymore in that. I'm not buying anymore.
No, you don't have to buy it because you're wrong. But anyway.
Big concern for me in this Washington series is Beal. I mean, he looked great, but, you know, tweaks the ankle again. I mean, I just want this kid to stay healthy. He's such a good player. He brings so much to this team, but I don't know. He had a pretty bad ankle. I think even he, walking off the court, thought he had done something major. I thought, you know, he was a bit emotional as they were leading him out through the tunnel. I reckon he thought his series was over.
Well, you know what you do? You get that video of Chris Paul and you say, suck it up, princess. Here's a jab, tape it up, get back out of there, and he did.
A little bit of concrete mix in the coffee.
That's it, mate. That's what it is. Well, he dropped 28, so I mean...
Man, he played a great game. I really would just want him to have a healthy year. Because he's a stud. The dude's a flat-out stud.
Yeah, he's going to be a good one. Way better than Korver.
Mate, we've got to talk about Carroll as well.
About who? Oh, Damari Carroll.
Man, he is born.
Feeling it. I knew he'd be tickle pink over that one.
Did you see what Lionel Hollins said about him after the Brooklyn series?
No, I did not.
He said he was the difference maker.
Well, hard to argue. I mean...
Cool little tip of the cap to him, though, considering, you know, the Grizzlies drafted him when Hollins had the team and... Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
It's very cool. And it's hard to disagree with that statement. It's you got to be happy for a guy like that, don't you? Bounced around a little. No one thought he'd be
anything.
A starter anywhere.
Seriously, I think if you would have asked us 2 years ago, we would have said he'd be out of the league in, you know, in one.
Yeah, absolutely. But, good on him. I like watching him. He's a good player.
I think he's going to get paid pretty nicely after this playoff series.
I don't think they're going to let him go anywhere. He's a guy Coach Bud would absolutely love. Okay. I don't think Coach Bud would want to lose him.
Yeah, look, I keep coming back to this. I keep coming back to this game one. I don't know if the Hawks let it go or, you know, Washington turn on the defensive pressure. Wall looks locked in. I'll give him that. But me, serious prediction, I'm going Atlanta.
How many times are you going to say locked in tonight?
It's a good lock in.
A lot. You're going Atlanta, are you?
I'm going Atlanta. I'm going the Hawks.
In 8 games?
Never going to hear the end of that one, anyway.
See, Craig took the piss out of you.
I did read it.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is going to 7.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the Hawks will just squeeze through.
It's been a while since they've been out of the second round.
As well as... Washington are playing. Yes, they're still coached by the sampler. And
you think they get out-coached?
Well...
Is that the decider?
My mother could out-coach the sampler.
Is that the factor in this series, though?
It's a little scaric of a factor. But the Hawks, I just think the Hawks are a better team and they'll squeeze through.
Hmm.
But not without a fight from Wall. I mean, John Wall is so good.
You know, but I think with this Hawks team, it's one of those things, you know, I think that's that one game that you get away with from them. I just don't see that happening again. Not with the coach they got, not with the preparation. And the year wasn't a fluke. You don't have the year they had fluking it.
No, you're right. But like I said in earlier shows, if you're not playing your best ball come playoff time, you could be in real trouble. I don't think they're playing their best ball anymore.
Yeah,
they might have peaked too early, but in saying that, I still think they can squeeze through. So hopefully they do. But that's it; they won't get past anything else.
On to the next one, the Western Conference. Let's talk about those pesky San Antonio. Oh, sorry, zing. Let's talk about those LA Clippers, Houston Rockets. All right. So before today's game, I had a question written down for you. And my question was, knowing now what we know about this game, are the Clippers too banged up to win this series? Or after that series against the Spurs, did they just gain a whole heap of momentum?
Now, there's a couple of things that have been going through my pea brain. I just keep coming back to this. I think we're starting to witness the blossoming of Blake Griffin.
Oh, my goodness. He played so well today.
He has arrived.
This whole year, he's been phenomenal. His jump shot looks on point. He's just been making smart decisions. Super impressive.
He is just putting that team on his back and taking them home. And with a Blake Griffin in this kind of form, I'm telling you, they could go to the NBA Finals.
Oh, man, that's a big call.
I know, but, dude, the guy's killing it. Yeah. He's absolutely killing it.
He had a massive triple-double today.
Another one.
Massive triple-double.
With Chris Paul out, who, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Chris Paul, but tip of the cap to Chris Paul, showed a lot of ticker. A lot. And finally moved on from the first round. Well done.
Well, we finally got past the Spurs. Yeah, I think we all seen the tape of him being quite emotional with Tim Duncan afterwards. And let's face it, I mean, he's been considered one of the top point guards in the league for quite some time now. And he's always, you know, he's had that burden now with him as well. You know, of never been able to get anywhere. So I think to finally sort of shake that, I don't know, I had different feelings like heading into this series though. But after today's performance, somewhere in the courtside land, Vince, one of our favourite members, Rick Jones, is in a fetal position, rocking himself to sleep tonight because his Rockets, heading into this match today, no Chris Paul. I mean, how did they lose this game?
They shit the bed.
They really did. I mean, when Dwight Howard's over at the halfway and asking advice from Tracy McGrady sitting in the stands, that's when you know you're in trouble.
Does Dwight take anything seriously?
I don't know. He should have asked Hakeem at least some advice. He was sitting, you know, a couple of seats across from him because T-Mac had quite some trouble in the playoffs, if memory serves.
At least ask the guy who's got a couple of rings.
Honestly, man, if they do not have the sorest ears after their ear bashing after today's performance, there's no way they should have lost this game today. No way. Austin Rivers was the starting point guard for Houston.
Which is scary in itself. Look, when I knew Chris Paul wasn't playing, I thought, you know what? Houston should win this at home.
Right? At home!
At home. Fair enough if this was in LA. You know, you got that home cooking. But if I'm a Houston fan, going, oh my God, Chris Paul, we should... If we come to play, we've got this.
I mean, they were up at half. Don't you just feel, though, in this series, Dwight and DeAndre Jordan just kind of cancel each other out?
Yeah, it's funny. It's going to be a really good matchup for the whole series.
It's a hack-a-hack.
But it's a key matchup, I think. I mean, they're both awesome rebounds. Like, finally, a team's got someone who can keep Dwight off the boards.
Both rebounders, both blockers, both can't shoot a lick from the free throw line.
But look, I mean, Matt Barnes. Who's this Matt Barnes?
How about JJ Redick?
I can tell you now, he wasn't this freaking Matt Barnes when he played for the Lakers.
What about JJ Redick?
Oh,
finally. Mate, he's finally found some form.
Slumber.
Yeah, I felt really bad for Houston supporters today because they didn't deserve that mess that they got on the court. And so many turnovers. I mean, man, I just... So much depth. I mean, so much more depth. I mean, you got Corey Brewer, you got Ariza. I mean...
Well, Pablo had a good game. But they're missing... I'll tell you one guy they're missing, and that's Patrick Beverley.
I agree, but I still feel like that point guard matchup should still be in their favour. I mean, yeah, I know. I know Crawford's going to give Rivers a little bit of a spell at the point guard position, but Houston are in a lot of, excuse my language, they're in a lot of shit when Chris Paul gets back.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I'm actually going to pick the Clippers is because of their advantage at point guard.
Hmm.
Chris Paul should really, I mean, he's not going to be 100% for this series, but if he was, he should really tear him up a bit. But it's the Blake Griffin show, mate. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I don't know. The Clippers seem to be just, again, balling at the right time.
You know what? I was kind of hoping after the announcement today of Steph Curry getting the MVP that James Harden was going to step on the court and really try to answer the critics. I totally was expecting James Harden to come out and drop 50 today.
I wasn't expecting 50, but I really thought he'd get more than 13 shots as well.
We had finished on what, 20 or 22 points? Like
20 points, 12 assists, 5 rebounds, 9 turnovers.
Yeah, 9 turnovers, man. That's, yeah. You can't.
I forget who tweeted it, but they said this is James Harden that was in the finals for the Thunder.
Ooh, that's a burn.
Yeah. So I can't remember who tweeted that, but that's interesting. It's a good one to watch. But man, we just got to praise the Clippers on this one. They obviously came fired up, ready to play.
I think they had a little bit of momentum. You know, like on paper, I'm looking at it, and after the Spurs series, I'm thinking, you know what? I think, you know, when some teams just get past their rivals. It was like a few years when the Grizz beat the Clippers not so long ago. You know, they put everything they had and they finally got past them, and then they came up against OKC and got smoked. To me, it felt like their NBA Finals was that series against the Spurs.
But is it momentum, or once you knock off the best team going around, you get that confidence? And they just had this confidence to go into Houston and go, bam, take game one.
Yeah.
You know what I like about this Blake Griffin in the playoffs?
What's that?
When he saw that Chris Paul came back on from after his hamstring injury, he said to Chris Paul, "Are you okay? What can you do?" And Chris Paul says, "Well, we'll see." Chris Paul turned to him and said, "Bring us home. You know, just bring us home. You're the man out here now." And best part about it, he did. And it's the Blake Griffin we've all been waiting for. And then to come and back it up again today with another triple-double.
Yeah.
He's arrived, man. He has arrived. Hopefully he keeps that up for the rest of the playoffs, because it's just going to be awesome to witness this guy just blossoming in front of our eyes in the playoffs, just raising that extra notch.
Even if Houston bounce back and win game two, at least they've bought themselves a little bit of breathing room by taking game one today. The Clippers have a good enough coach in Doc Rivers that he can get a little tricky with the rosters and the rotations. You know, he's a smart enough coach that they can get away with that and get by. I just don't know if it's enough. I don't know if I'm just overreacting off today's loss, as bad as it was for Houston. But I can't see Kevin McHale having these guys come out and play like that again.
I just keep thinking Patrick Beverley, they're just missing too much. And I don't think Harden's going to drop. He's going to have another game like today. I think he'll come out and put on a good show. But I don't know, man. I just think the Clippers are... Yes, they miss Chris Paul, but James Harden has to do his Blake Griffin for the Houston Rockets to advance, I think.
Yeah.
I just can't see this team, if Harden plays like this, led by Jason Terry running the show, with Harden having 12 assists, he probably had most of the ball handling duties. So maybe that threw him off a bit. Who knows? I haven't watched it yet. Have you watched it yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm torn in this series. I'm totally blown away. I'm totally blown away by today's game one. Absolutely blown away.
Another thing, too, is can Austin Rivers have another good game?
Maybe we should call him out. So we know he listens to the show.
Let's call that Hey Dude Turtle.
Well, yeah, he's...
How does he even get a game? How was he even playing in the league?
Oh, he's going to drop 20 now I've said that. Good old turkey glue.
I don't know, man. I just keep thinking, like, I look at their bench, like, you can't even start Prigioni. They don't look like they've got enough. Like, Nick Johnson is another point guard. They should probably play him, but...
I tell you, man, there was a point today in today's game I thought, ooh, just for a minute there, I just thought, ooh, you know what? Houston... they really miss Jeremy Lin right now.
Yeah, well, if they trade us Trevor Ariza and James Harden for him, they can have him back. I just want Trevor Ariza back. But, I don't know, interesting to see what adjustments McHale's going to make.
Who have you got in the series?
Oh, you know what, man? I've as much as I hate the Clippers, I'm going the Clippers in six. And don't be surprised if Chris Paul doesn't play the rest of this series.
No, he'll play.
Dude, you need to, if it's a decent hamstring strain, even if it's just a mild strain.
I'm telling you, man.
Or just your standard pulled hamstring. That's a 15-day injury.
I fully expect Houston to come back from today's slaughter. And you can't tell me that if it's 3-1 Houston, Chris Paul's going to suit up. It's just who he is.
In that situation, yes. But if they lose the next game and he's still not ready, I still wouldn't play in game three because you're playing at home. So I'd at least give him three games off because you'll ping it again. He'll ping it again, I'm telling you right now.
Well,
it looked pretty bad. He was limping. He couldn't even, that last shot he hit, he couldn't even push off probably.
Yeah. I'm going to say Houston come out of this series. I don't think they'll play as bad as what they did today. I'm not going to say they're not going to have another game as bad, like another bad game come this series, but I just can't see them losing four.
Yeah, look, the play of Blake Griffin has just changed my mind completely.
I just think, even with Blake, they're just too deep for Houston not to make adjustments. Yeah. I can't see Harden not taking 20 free throws. Like,
but look at Houston's bench today. They had, okay, I really like Corey Brewer. Smith and Brewer have to really play well. I mean, Pridgie only drops 11. When was the last time he had 11 points?
Yeah, you know what? I just think they're too smart. I think they'll figure it out. I just don't think they're that bad. I mean, I'm drilling them today because I watched game one, and I think rightfully so. But I don't want that to be a knee-jerk reaction in this series because teams make adjustments. I think it'll go to seven, but I just think Houston will come out.
Yeah. I just keep looking at DeAndre Jordan, Dwight matchup. That's key. That's massive. But, yeah, we'll see. I'm still going Clips. I still think I'm more than confident the Clips can come out of here. How about those bloody 2-3s JJ Redick in game seven? After we called him out too.
Ugh.
Well, I did. Everyone we hang shit on just comes out.
Everyone's right listening to the Courtside podcast. That just shows they've got good taste.
They must pass around the locker room. Listen to this vlog from Australia just hang shit on you, JJ, and he's gone. Yeah, I'll show him.
Well done. Let's move to the final series in the Western Conference. Of course, my Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Golden State Warriors. I'm a little worried.
And you should be.
I'm a little worried. There was a few good things that happened in that Warriors game.
Was there?
There was a few good things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like?
Z-Bo looked really good. I'm just predicting there's going to be a fight between him and Spates. I'm telling you now, it's him and Spates or he's going to... Or Bogut. Like, he's going to... You could tell he was getting under their skin. You could tell. And he was just playing Z-Bo ball, just doing his thing. You know, people get frustrated because he can't jump off the ground, but he was just doing his thing. But, man, Mike Conley injury hurts us.
Massive.
Please come back, Mike Conley.
Is he coming back this series?
Questionable for game two.
Forget it, mate. Forget it. It's wasted season for you blokes.
Oh, it's just
if you haven't got Conley, wasted season.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing. All right. That game one... Hats off to the Warriors. I mean, they didn't blow us out or anything like that. Like, we're in that game.
Jeez, would you take off the Grizzlies glasses?
Mate, I'm telling you, I feel
they
really...
They didn't blow you out.
I want to get on the horn and call some Boston fans and ask them what the go is with Jeff Green.
Oh, he was my next point.
He was Boston's leading scorer.
Who, mate? This is what you get with Jeff Green.
We knew it. We said it, though, didn't we?
We did. Everyone says it. Everyone who does a basketball podcast, when they get to Jeff Green, they go, he's hot and cold. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I'm going to call some Boston fans, call around. Maybe I'll jump on the horn, ask our mate Nick Howe, and just say, hey, what game should I expect Jeff Green to show up to? Because 9 points, really? Game one, 9 points?
Here's my little challenge for you, mate.
Yeah.
As you know, I've been blocked on Twitter by quite a few journalists. But I want you to go to Jeff Green on Twitter. Find Jeff Green.
Mm-hmm.
Just fire him up. Just say something controversial. Just do it. Just say, Jeff, pull your finger out, you flog. This is the playoffs. This is not preseason. Pull your finger out.
Yeah.
Go and drop 20. Give me 20 and 10. Just do something, McCoy. Get him going. You're a Grizzly man. Get him going.
I'm telling you, man. We need to...
Will you do it? Will you do it?
I'll do it.
After the show, you better do it.
I'll do it. I'll do it. All right. No, I'll do it. I'll do something. I'll post it on the Facebook page.
You have to fire him up.
I'll get some dirt on him and all.
You don't have to get dirt on him, mate. Just master motivator. Fire him up.
Mr. 9 points. Make me sick. Jesus.
Yeah, that's shit.
You know what, though? My hat's off to Golden State. My hat's off to Steph Curry. What could we really do? I mean, the bigs for Memphis need to stamp their foot down. The ball needs to be fed to Gasol. The ball needs to be fed to Zebo.
Agreed. Agreed.
Man, we miss Mike Conley.
Man, I was going to say.
This is the thing. He's just the orchestrator.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
plus he's an outside threat.
He developed his game, outside threat, keeps the ball alive. I mean, everyone talks about Gasol being the key to this this Grizzlies squad, but it's actually Conley who runs the whole show. And without him, we saw what happened.
I reckon we're one of the only podcasts around that actually rates Mike Conley. We've rated him for a few years now.
He's one of the top point guards in the league. How can you not rate him?
Yeah. Me and you both had him in our top 10, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, is he getting enough out of Tony Allen? I mean, he played pretty well, but it's like you said, man, it keeps coming back to that one man, Conley.
Yep.
He's actually the heart and soul of his team.
It's kind of that thing. Like, as far as injury goes, in my head, I'm like, just anyone else but Conley. Like, anyone else we can deal with. Yeah. I love what Zebo brings, but, you know, we've got guys who can play his spot and give us numbers. And same with Gasol. I mean, it's just he orchestrates everything, and our backup point guard's not going to do it. And you've got to stay on the 3-point shooters. It's as simple as that. And now what we saw in game one, especially, is Spate's got rolling. He's given us headaches.
And even Barnes hit double figures because I mean their bench didn't really do a lot either.
I thought Clay.
Spate did had 10.
I thought Clay had quite a quiet game.
18-6.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was...
After they blew you out.
Well, like I said, they didn't really blow us out.
But... They did. I mean, let's have a look at the score. Take your Grizzly glasses
off. I'm telling you, it wasn't the tail. The scoreline wasn't the tail. We were still in this game, third quarter.
They flogged you in the third quarter.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's not looking good. It's not looking good.
What's your prediction?
I want a Memphis in seven. That's what I've got written. Well, it's what I've got written down. This is, yeah.
You've got that written down, have you?
That's on my paper, but...
Mate, you give me so much shit about having the purple shades.
Look. Shut up for a minute. Let me finish. Absolute flog. If you shut up for a minute, let me finish. I was going to say, but I can't even see Memphis winning a game right now. Not the way they're playing.
Glad you redeemed yourself.
I could totally see a sweep happening. Hats off, Steph Curry, our MVP this year. He's playing like it. I just think this Warriors team, they're going to make history this year. And totally turn my head. I don't even know if we get a game at home. I'm being so honest right now. Like, what are we relying on? We're relying on the Warriors to shoot themselves out of a game.
I think he can get one at home. Yeah,
it's a different series with Conley in here. If he's not back, this series is already over.
You know when Jeff Green will come alive? When you're down 3-0 and you
go... When it's over. Exactly, when it's over.
You've dropped 25.
Jesus. Man, we need Conley back. We need someone to run this point.
Well, you do have Beno Udri.
Yeah.
No, that's not happening. Russ Smith?
Yeah.
Would you play Tony Allen at the point?
No.
Courtney Lee, no, he's stuffed.
Yeah.
Would have been nice if that Nick, the Greek guy, Nick Kalathis, can't say his name.
Kalathis?
Him too. if he'd actually just turned up a bit today, that would have been all right. You know, just step up a bit, Nick. Gave you nothing.
I don't know. I just felt like he gave us what he's... I don't think you can expect much out of him. I mean, he's given us what he's given us all year. Like, it's...
It's pretty much a wasted year for the Grizz, isn't it?
He's a third-string point guard.
Wouldn't you agree?
I don't want to say that because they've actually had quite a good year, but...
No, era. It is, really.
We know where we can pin that, right?
Who we can pin it on?
We know. We know when we can pin it on. We know when it happened.
Do we?
We do. When they let Hollins go.
Yes, Hollins.
That's when it fell apart. Then you had the Rudy Gay trade.
Yeah.
Well, actually, sorry. The Rudy Gay trade happened first. We never saw those big three really working together because Rudy was injured the year they took down San Antonio. Then Zebo was injured the year after that. We never got a full year with all those three guys.
That's right.
Plus, you had Conley developing along the way, and he wasn't the player he is now back then. It just feels like they blew it.
But if you had Rudy Gay, you wouldn't have Jeff Green, McCauley.
Yeah, well...
You were so excited when you got Jeff Green.
I really was.
Dear.
Well...
It's like me when we got Carlos Boozer.
It hangs up after Carlos Boozer. I love it.
Wow, I mentioned the Lakers and you hang up on me.
I tell you, man, you only had to say Carlos Boozer so many times in a season before Skype shuts down.
Carlos.
Well, let's get our predictions, Vince.
You win one game, so yeah. Good luck with that.
You think we see Conley again?
I don't think he will. I can't see him playing, mate. I'm sorry. He's not ready by now. Don't really see it.
He looks like...
I hope he does for your sake, but...
If he comes back, I can't see it to be... I can't see him coming back. I think everything rides on game two. Grizzlies really need to win game two because I couldn't see Conley coming back until game three, at least. And you don't want to go into game three being down 2-0. The series is over then.
Yeah.
Somber. I'm somber tonight, Vince.
Yeah, what, sorry?
I'm somber tonight. I don't want to admit it.
Yeah, because you had so much hope.
Well, you had such a good year. Bloody Portland. You owe me a season, Portland.
You owe me a season. I don't know, man. You guys, the Grizz, I don't know how long you can keep this team together. And you're not going to see it cheap.
The future's small, and, I mean, I was wondering this today, thinking about this series and thinking about tonight's show and talking about, you know, Grizzlies Golden State. I just can't help but wonder if we get swept by Warriors... if this is going to have an effect on Gasol in free agency.
I don't think Gasol is going anywhere. I really don't.
Maybe he sees that window shrinking pretty quick as well in Memphis.
Possibly. Still can't see him leaving. I mean, I'm sure he'll explore, but in the end he'll come back.
Well, I think it's that time again, Vince. Jersey Worthy! Who's your Jersey Worthy of the week?
Pretty easy for me. I'm going for Blake Griffin. I'm pretty high on him at the minute.
I concur.
Yeah, triple doubles, just coming of age in the playoffs, like raising his game even more. So yeah, he's massively jersey worthy.
He's not complaining as much this year, which I'm really happy to see. Dominant today's game, man. Like we said on the show, no Chris Paul. Blake drops 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 13 assists. Not bad from your power forward.
One good thing about the game today, he took over as leader, and he was yelling at the guys to huddle in, which is apparently something Chris Paul always does.
Wow, there you go. Rubbing off on him.
Like, that's it, man. Yeah, good on him, man. It's so fun, so much fun to watch when a player's coming of age and turning it up a notch.
The growth on him, all right? Like, that's what we're seeing this year, the growth of Blake Griffin. It's pretty cool. Well, when you have winners, you have losers. The brain fart, Who gets the brain fart?
I've got to give it to the Clippers score bench there.
Please explain.
I just actually saw that the Spurs owner turn around and was like, "F you."
Really?
There was there was one, and Pop was going off his dial, but there was one 1 second left on the clock, game seven, mm-hmm. Spurs ball, and pretty much they ran the clock above me. Spurs were starting their play, and they just ran the clock down, and the buzzer went, and Pop went off, and the refs were like, no, put a second back on the clock, and the Clippers got a sneak peek at the play they were running.
Oh, wow.
So, Pop, at the press conference, a reporter says, did that affect the play you were running? Did it give it away? And he goes, absolutely it did. So he was not happy. So the scorer's bench, the Clippers, gets a brain fart.
I think it's pretty obvious, my brain fart. I'm going to give it to the entire Houston Rockets team.
Yikes.
Pretty unimpressed.
It's a big fart.
It's a doozy. Stump the stadium. And of course, you can catch all the courtside banter at the website www.crtsde.com, or you'll find links to the show, the Courtside Podcast. We're available on iTunes and Podomatic, guys. Follow the links, subscribe, leave a review, download the show, come check us out. We love all the banter. You can also keep up with us through the week at the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside. Plenty going on there. We're also available on Twitter, Instagram, at CRTSDE. Vince, your Twitter handle.
Yes, before my Twitter handle, I have to put over Timberwolves Explosions. Explosions, oh my God. Timberwolf Explosion.
Joey!
On iTunes for my good buddy Joey. He put us over again like 50 times on his show. Always puts us over. I listen to his show. He's got NBA talk. He's got some interesting thoughts on the T-Wolves and Andrew Wiggins. So check him out. And you can find me on Twitter at VINROK44.
Give him a hug.
Yeah, give Joey a hug. He's having a tough time with these sports teams. They're just perennial losers.
Just give him a hug. Sorry. Head over to the page on Facebook, Timberwolves Explosion, and give him a hug.
Yeah, give him a hug. He's not as grown. He started using...
Tell him Hank sent you.
Yeah, the Americans say fired.
How do they say it?
Well, you know, Americans, they go, oh, Coach Tibbs is going to get fired, and we say he's going to get the sack.
Oh, yeah.
Joey started saying get the sack. We're starting to Australianize. He wants to move here so bad.
Watch out! Why wouldn't you?
Here he comes. Watch out! Here it comes! Watch out!
Ball!